Hello, friend. This is John Brewer, founder of Foundational Journey Institute, and I want to welcome you to the second action of the seven actions to a new and happier you. You have started on an absolute phenomenal journey, and I am excited for what you're learning here and the opportunities that you have in front of you. The world basically is at your feet. You have the opportunities of a lifetime. You may be wondering, why do I say that? Well, because I've been in a lot of different circumstances, and I know that the choices that you're making right now are going to lead you to a phenomenal life. Now, of the second action, you're probably wondering, well, what exactly is this action about? And if you look at your guide, it's talking about becoming a minimalist. Now, a minimalist is not some crazy fad. But minimalist living is anything but. It doesn't mean that you get rid of everything and just live with nothing. That's not what we're talking about here. Minimalism is not about deprivation or frugality, but it's about enriching your life. It's about finding amazing peace of mind and freedom by adopting the motto, less is more. Before explaining how it works, let's first consider the benefits of minimalist living as proven by a wealth of research. Minimalist living brings freedom. We rarely stop to think how much we're controlled by our material possessions. The need to own more, bigger, better, the newest gadget, the latest fashion trend, and once we have them, we never stop craving more. In fact, once you've experienced the freedom of being unshackled and uncontrolled by stuff, you lose interest in keeping up with the Joneses and becoming a slave to material possessions. With less clutter and mess in your surroundings, your mind actually calms down and breathes a sigh of relief. It's no longer working in overdrive to process the jumble of things around you. The result is amazing mental calm and clarity. Now, choosing to own less means less time and energy spent in cleaning and maintenance. More importantly, choosing to own less also means buying less. You'll be pleasantly surprised by how much money you save and how much of your hard-earned cash was being wasted on unnecessary stuff. You also enjoy a clutter-free home. Going minimalist gives you the benefit of a tidy, streamlined home that's easier to maintain. So that's where the energy also is saved, because you're not having to clean as much. It becomes an inviting, calming haven from the hectic world outside. The minute you step in the door, your mind winds down, your cares and your frustrations immediately fade away. You also have less stress. With less pressure from the frenzy of the consumer rat race, more calmness and clarity, and all the other benefits, it's no surprise that your stress levels will decrease dramatically. This has a positive impact on your overall health and well-being. It's a win-win situation, any way you really look at it. Now, how do we go about being a minimalist? Well, first off, if you're already in an environment that's cluttered, you want to do this one room at a time. And you're going to empty the room and sort as you go. You're going to organize it based off of whether you're reusing it in the location, the storage, donate it, or sell it. You thoroughly clean the room. You determine that purpose of the room that it's going to be, such as if it's a living room, a sitting room, a bedroom, the kitchen, the bathroom, whatever it is. What's that purpose? And then you only place items in the room that fulfill that purpose. When my wife and I got married, our room ended up being the dump all. You know, instead of being a refuge for my wife and I, it became the storage room. And so our bedroom had a lot of stuff that did not fulfill the purpose of a bedroom. And we had to get rid of them. And then once you've done this, you actually maintain the clutter by doing a 15-minute nightly action cleanup. Just set a timer for 15 minutes and then clean that room and make sure that it's tidy. And you repeat this for every room in your house, the garage, and your car. And since having done this video, I would also add in your digital storage, your phone, going through your phone and cleaning up pictures, like saving pictures, printing them out, whatever that you want. And then also the same thing applying to your online digital storage, cleaning it up and getting rid of things that no longer serve you. There's a really good book by Marie Kondo about minimalist living, and I highly recommend it. I've actually put a link on the download page of this video to her book. Minimalism can become an ideal lifestyle choice for the new you. Maybe it's not going down to bare bones for you, but in the process of cleaning up your environment, cleaning up the chaos of your life, you actually allow yourself to become unshackled, free yourself from the mental energy tied up in the clutter. Now, I want to give you some proper expectations of these action steps. You're going to choose one of these actions and you're going to start implementing it today or tomorrow if you're reading this late at night. Just taking action is an action in and of itself, okay? Small gradual changes will be seen within the week. You're probably going to notice that first time you may actually stumble. You may make a mistake. Don't worry about it. The whole point is to step into the alter ego, step into who you want to be. Dramatic changes are going to be seen within 60 days. The mindset of the new you will have become automatic within those 60 days. Patience is your number one ally. Consistency is your number two ally. It took you however many years old you are to get into the situation that you're in. Change is going to take time and effort. Now, if you're wanting to unlock your personal transformation to the new you, and you want to take that to your new level, to the next level, remember that going to foundationaljourneyinstitute.com, unlocking-personal-transformation, you're going to actually get access to the ebook that I created on how to unlock a better personal transformation, embracing the change to shape your future. And I really would love you to take advantage of that, because in it, you're going to have some habits that are going to help you unlock a better personal transformation. And there's going to be tips in there to help you even do more. And I want to thank you and honor you for going through this video, and see you in the next one.